Hello. This population is different from the previous one, and they don't worry about pregnancy at all. This is the result of a qualitative evaluation of sustained internet use among low-income senior population. One of my students, Deb Gori, also contributed to this study. And there is no relationship to disclose. First, I want to start with some background information about internet use among senior population. We know that there are potential benefits of internet use among older population through more social connectedness or better access to information or resources. But still there is a persistent digital divide between generation groups or within older population groups. The barriers to internet use are lack of knowledge and skills, psychological barriers, and limited access to the internet or community resources such as training programs. There have been efforts to decrease the digital divide in different ways, infrastructure development, or subsidizing broadband services or skills training programs. The demonstration project was for sustained internet use among low-income adults and people with disabilities. It is related to a larger infrastructure project that deploys broadband network across 9 Northern Illinois counties. The project, the demonstration project, manages public computer centers in 23 public or subsidized housing buildings, and they provide computer and internet skills training to building residents and people around the neighborhood. And they give free laptop computer after they are done with the program. So they provide many things or everything they could. The study objectives of this study is to identify barriers to sustain the internet use among low-income seniors, describe challenges for key program personnel, like community program managers in maintaining the program, and discover unforeseen factors that may influence the program implementation or effectiveness. The data collection was done through semi-structured interview with the program graduates, the seniors in person, and over the phone with the community program managers. So the data were from interview notes and audio recordings. They were transcribed and reviewed and summarized. The analysis included reviewing the narrative summaries, examine the frequencies of the words or phrases, and identifying categories. The program participants, the seniors, were 14 in this report. They are from 2 high-rise buildings, one from rural and one from urban setting, mostly female, age ranging from 48 to 74 years old. I still included 40-something years old in this report because even though they are younger, you know, in terms of the definition of a senior, they are not seniors, but they have similar characteristics in terms of income level and mental and physical disability status, you know, in relation to internet or computer use. They were half and half white and African Americans. The community program managers were from 3 high-rise buildings, one each from rural, urban, and suburban setting. They were from 31 to 56 years old. So the analysis found 5 major categories: prior exposure to the computer or internet, training and support, internet use, impacts of the training and internet use, problems or challenges. First, the majority were first-time users, and even if they had some experience, it was very limited, and mostly because they didn't have access to computer or the internet. They were very satisfied with the training, and satisfied with the trainers, the community program managers, but they had some reservations on the format, the training format and materials. For example, some didn't like the PowerPoint slide presentation style training, and some of them wanted different materials or additional materials, such as handouts or workbooks, so they can use and work on later again when the training was done. And almost all of them were interested in further training in forms of repeating the same training or for the advanced training. The internet use, they use the computer they received for internet access, and they didn't really use other programs in the computer. Mostly it was for internet, and they were into social networking. Almost all of them were on Facebook, and some used Skype, and all of them used emails. They did a lot of web search for information or their hobbies or medical information, and product search before they buy something. The impact was, I didn't really find that much expansion of the size of social network, but they used more diverse ways of communication. They used only phone calls or letters before, but now they are using emails and instant messages or Facebook, and they can contact more often with their friends or families because they don't worry about the cost of phone bills. So they feel more comfortable contacting the people they know, and they feel more connected and not left out from younger generations such as their grandchildren. And they feel it is more efficient to find something on the web and go there without going everywhere to find some product. And because of that, related to that, they feel more independent because they don't have to ask as often as before to get a ride to some places to their children or their friends. There are problems or challenges. It was supposed to be installed, the broadband access should be installed in each individual apartment, but there was some individual apartments that were not connected yet at the time of interview. And when they had some computer malfunction, there was no way to solve the problem, and they don't know how to fix the computer or where to go. And they need continued user support for small things. For example, they are easily stuck with small things like they cannot log in or they don't know what to do when there is a message about upgrading programs, and they don't know if it's a problem or they should upgrade or not. And they worry about the stopping of the program, the free broadband subscription, because they don't think they can afford individual broadband subscription after the program. And some people didn't participate in the program because they don't trust the program or the government. They think they will charge more later when they participate in the program, so that's why they didn't participate in the training program. And also because of a fear of online crimes, they used the internet not fully. For example, they checked their banking account to see the deposit, but they didn't use it for a bill payment because they think it will be more risky to use internet for the bill payment. And they found products online, but they didn't buy anything online because that would risk, you know, in terms of privacy or their information. Some unexpected findings. We thought they would use a lot of different electronic devices for internet access, for example, smartphones or tablets, but they didn't have that money to buy those electronic devices. And also, even if they had smartphones, they didn't use the internet access because they worry about the phone bills. And there is Wi-Fi access in common areas, so even if they have any problem with internet access in their individual apartment, they could go to the common areas to use Wi-Fi in theory, but when they have physical disability, then it is really hard to bring their, you know, carry their laptop while using the walker, you know, to go to the place. And they mentioned the time constraints as a barrier to training program because it was 12-week program, and they had a lot of doctor appointment or therapist appointments, so they couldn't participate in the training program for the whole 12 weeks. So there are some suggestions. There should be some public investment and cost sharing among stakeholders for the sustainability of the internet use among low-income seniors. And they should consider some building or infrastructure design for cost-efficient broadband access, such as Wi-Fi access on each floor, so they don't have to really come down to the downstairs to use the Wi-Fi, or open space design, so even the Wi-Fi access is on the first floor, it could be used by other people on the higher floors. And creative ways of user support from the community. For example, they are stuck with really small problems, login problems and upgrade programs. So if there is some connection between college students or high school students with the residents of the building, then they could solve small problems so they are not stuck with the small problems. Future studies, we need to investigate the perspectives of non-participants and housing administrators, why they didn't participate in the training program, and what the housing administrators think about the program, and use of the qualitative findings for revision or development of instruments measuring internet use or social connectedness. Because, for example, the measurement of social connectedness are mostly based on the condition before the wide internet use, so they don't really think about the wide use of internet among older population. And economic analysis, like cost-benefit analysis or cost scenario analysis, would be useful in policy or program recommendations.